This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something different. Seriously. Stop making fun of my hair. Yes, I know. Hey, at least I have it, you know. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, and if you want text alerts that the show's coming on, text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. You know, I've been talking about the Katie Hill story and the help we need with it. Yeah, you're going to have to hear about it off and on for a little bit. Heck, you know what? It's what I've been telling you for a long time, and not about me, but about others as well. People who are fighting, and I do mean fighting, you know, against some of this ridiculousness of the left. There was a woman that everything she was getting on Trump and the men in Congress on, she was doing herself. If you all know more about it and more about the plight, just head over to therealside.com/helpjoe, realside.com/helpjoe. All right. I mean, talk about setting it ablaze. I mean, Joe Biden is we're talking about climate change and transgenders in the military. All these, you know, while the city's burning, he's not talking about hiring more firefighters. You know what I'm saying? He just doesn't seem to get it. Well, actually, I think he does get it. He's going to do everything he can to reverse everything that Trump did, because that's what you do when you hate somebody. Come on, let's just be honest about it. It's just when you hate somebody. You know, and truly, now he's canceling the sale of fighter jets to the United Arab Emirates so they can protect themselves against the Palestinians? Can't do that, though. Now, we've had peace in the Middle East because we've left the Palestinians out of the deal. They're like spoiled little kids. They want things a certain way. End of discussion. Now, all the other groups, so this isn't Trump coming against or putting policies up against Muslims, because last I checked, there's a lot of Muslims in the Saudis, right? Egypt and other places that have all been pulled in to make a deal here for peace. God, you guys hate him so much, you just can't see the good that was done. You couldn't get peace under Carter, almost. I give him credit, almost. Right? What did Billy Bob Clinton do? Nothing. Was Obama able to pull off peace? No, because he kept feeding the beast. He was on the side of Iran. He kept feeding the beast, and that's how the strife kept moving out there. All right. Anyhow, remember I tell you to keep fighting? In a small town in California, you know, where they have, I mean, this is it's a nice little seaside town. And that's what they run on. Everybody thrives on their little businesses on the beach, off the beach, just off the beach, on the walkway. You know what I'm talking about. There are restaurants and bars, and they have hair salons and hotels, motels, movie theaters, clubs. You know what I mean. They have decided to open their doors. Basically, they're telling the state, close down the city. Come on, close us all down. And they have huge banners hanging out there saying, can you hear us now? One owner of a restaurant in that area, I don't want to call it the city because I don't want a whole bunch of going there. They said, I'm not willing to give up without a fight. I'm just not going to do it. See, what some of these people don't realize in the legislature, because they've never had a business of their own, these people, they have their own blood, sweat, and tears into these things. They have their own resources in it. They have every nickel that they saved to put this business together and have this business. It's been said off and on for over decades that California is a bellwether of sorts, if you would. What happens there is a preview of what's going on to happen in the rest of the country. You can see that happening. Right? Joey B. thinks that everybody wants to be California. Let me tell you something for my listeners outside of California. No, you don't. Right? A more local revolt has begun in a small town in California just north of San Diego. All the rest, and this place was known. You know, when you were going down towards San Diego, you would stop here. All right, you think, okay. It's Carlsbad, California. Hey, listen to people. It's Carlsbad. And they're fighting for their lives. They're fighting to keep their stores open. They're fighting to be able to do the things that this country allows you to do. Right? The pursuit of happiness, to make money. In the late 70s, California passed the Proposition 13. Right? It was part of the national tax revolt that was going on at the time. And it limited the power of the government to tax your real estate. And think of that. They said, enough. Look, we know you need some money to run the cities and do certain things. We're okay with that. But we're not going to let you run rampant and do whatever you want to do with this money and not put a cap on it of some kind. So it went out to public referendum. People signed off on it. And there was nothing the state could do about it. But now they're trying to break that. They got little fees that they're putting. They're doing all kinds of crazy stuff to get around it. But there's more local revolt that started in Carlsbad. The restaurant and bar owners decided they weren't going to take it anymore. They're not going to allow the witless politicians, as they put it, to destroy what they've worked so long to build. To get the customers, get people back. You know, it's a real scenic little seaside city. It's a cool place to go. And you can sit inside or outside. But they decided enough is enough, and they opened them all up. Joe Mussini, your host. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more to talk about after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide
peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Some people did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Every time I hear that, I can't really believe it. She's actually saying that somebody did something, 9/11. And now we're losing access to our civil liberties. So she might have a point that we lost access to too many of our civil liberties over that. But she said somebody did something. I don't even know where to go with that. But anyway, Joe Basinger, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. We're talking about the restaurant, bars, little stores in the Carlsbad, California area, just north of San Diego, California. And it's a great little tourist place, right? I mean, great little city. A lot of people live there. But it's a great little beachfront tourist place, and you can go and you can enjoy and have some fun. Great food. And but they thrive on tourists. They thrive on people coming through there. They don't thrive on local business. So it's great now. What they've said is, enough. We're done with you. Basically, come get us all. You realize they can't get us all, right? If we really stood up against these people, they can't come get us all. Now, the owners of the bars and the restaurants, they just opened. Right? And they have a big sign up that says they're open. And they're calling their exercise of their property rights a peaceful protest. And it is peaceful. Right? What's more peaceful than opening your business, allowing patrons to come in or outside, sit around, they got their masks on, they're keeping their distancing, and they're serving food. Now, the fun thing about this is a couple of places have tried this before and got in trouble, but I think that there's too much heat now. I think the governor's going to have to back off a little bit. Unless he's just, and he is totally brain dead, but unless he's so brain dead and so hateful that he's going to turn the screws even more. But I also find it very interesting, as some of you already knew this was going to happen, this is not news to you, that when Biden finally got in and started moving, that these major cities that had everything locked down because President Trump did such a poor job in combating COVID-19, all of a sudden they're going to start opening. The testing has changed. The standards have changed. It's really irritating. And if the American people don't see this, if there isn't some kind of revolt from both the left and the right, you know, you guys on the left, you Democrats, you think, look what they're doing to Republicans. You don't think you're next? For real, you really don't think you're next? When you don't come in line with what they want, look, it already happens. In your own party, when you don't do what the far left wants, look what they do to you. Look what they did to Dianne Feinstein. Simply, for hugging with Lindsey Graham, right? And thanking him for being civil towards her. So no niceties anymore? Is that what it is, though? Because if you want an all-out verbal war, if you want it all out in your face, you know, I've got a tongue like a two-edged sword. I can let it fly, too. And if that's where we need to go, if that's what it's going to end up being, well, I got a problem. Right? Because there's a lot of us out there that can make that happen. But what they do on the left now, they just shut them down. I mean, think about it. People like Candace Owens. Right? I mean, Charlie Kirk. If you don't think these people are being shadow banned, when they have hundreds of thousands of followers, they put out a tweet, they get 3 likes. Yeah, there's a problem there. Furthermore, the protest is one lodged under desperate circumstances, they said. These businesses can't not be open. They can't stay closed. If they remain shuttered by decree or limited in their ability to serve customers, they're going to close for good. But what you don't realize is with the small businesses, it's not just closing for good. A lot of them will lose their houses. They'll lose their cars. They won't be able to feed their families. Well, let that sink in for a minute. There are people that have worked 20 years at a local shop. I don't care what it is. Maybe at the supermarket. And they've given up a lot through their lives. They've given up a lot of the things that they wanted to do, whether it's with their kids, vacations they cut short, or couldn't stay on as long. And then they save all this money to go do their business. And some of these people, lifelong Democrats, said they love the government. And I've talked to many of them lately who go, yeah, you know what? I was wrong. This is wrong. I was wrong. And they're seeing for real who really cares about them. Who really cares about the small business? Who really cares about women and minorities? It ain't that party you thought it was. Well, the teachers are really causing a problem for Joey B. He wants them back in school. He promised he'd get people back in school. He's got all these programs that he wants to put in place when the kids get back in school, but he can't because the teachers are stopping him. Isn't that perfect? Is that the way it's exactly how it should be? Now, the Los Angeles Times, I'm sorry, the Washington Post, not the Los Angeles Times, but they have a similar story. But the Washington Post is not known to be sympathetic to Trump. Nor are they known for their hardcore right-wing conservative viewpoints. But an opinion piece recently posted in the Post is titled, "Teachers are vital public servants. Time for them to start acting like it." Let that sink in for a second. This is the Post. I don't know if somebody got a backbone there or they got paid to start a lot of trouble. I have no idea. And it won't be easy for President Biden to get American teachers back into public school. Now, teachers' unions got $1 billion, right? Because they're allowed to take money from the teachers' paychecks. And whatever that union wants to do, they're going to do. They're going to push it through, they're going to do. Now, I know plenty of teachers who can't stand the union. They think, hey, they've outlived their usefulness. Look, in the days when it was really a problem, and when I say that, not that it isn't a bit of a problem now, but in the days where it was really a problem for teachers and employees as such, you needed a strong union to save them. But now with education law, right, and the way these things are run, and there's some states that don't have unions for teachers, or don't force it, I'll say, put it that way, right, they are covered under the labor laws. So for the union to still be taking this kind of money from these people to protect them when in reality they really don't. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden signed several executive orders Wednesday aimed at combating climate change. The orders will move the federal government towards an all-electric fleet of vehicles, set a goal of doubling the nation's offshore wind energy output, and pause new oil and gas exploration on federal lands. Senator Ted Cruz says that last order will have large consequences. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that stopping oil exploration on federal lands will benefit the Middle East and Venezuela, not the U.S., nor the environment.
Among these orders, one of the things Joe Biden did is he shut down new energy exploration on federal land. Just shut it down, again, with a stroke of a pen. And by the way, you know who that helps? That helps Russia, that helps Iran, that helps Venezuela. That means America relies more on Middle East oil, sending billions of dollars to nations that are not our friends, and it pollutes the environment worse.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged. That's just with me. Look, find a, I hope it's my show. Don't get me wrong, but find a show with a commentator that you trust. You don't have to believe everything that comes out of our mouth. I often say, check us out. We screw up too. But get involved, get informed, and then go fight the fight. Don't allow them just to throw stuff out there. And we were talking about this the other night. I was talking about this with Dr. B. And we kind of giggle. When you saw those nut jobs in the street and you saw the kids that were dressed kind of weird and, all this stuff. And you kind of giggle. And, it's a phase they're going through, The hole in the tongue, the hole in the head, the big hole in the ears. And everybody was kind of like, what's the big whoop, right? They'll grow out of it. Well, apparently they didn't grow out of it. Come on, look, think about it. They didn't grow out of it at all. They became more violent. They started to believe that everything that they thought they were entitled to or should have, was right and real, and nobody should question them. Correct? Am I wrong? Just check the streets. Talk to some of these kids. You'll see I am right on the numbers. Very correct, as they say. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate you, your comments. Your emails, you can always email joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. All right. We're talking about an article in the Washington Post. We're always told what a precious commodity, how vital our teachers are to our community. And listen, I don't disagree with it. Our teachers are really important. As long as they're truly not teaching ideology, teaching truth, then I'm good. And we need to make sure that they're safe. We need to make sure they have the tools that they need to succeed, to help our kids, to make sure our kids get all the training that they need, all the teaching they need, whatever you want to call it. And it's important. But in the article in the Post, it brings up a lot of good points. The title is Teachers Are Vital Public Service, Time for Them to Start Acting Like It. And again, when you talk with President Biden, the only time you'll hear me say that tonight, in trying to get teachers back into school, the unions are pushing back. They're very powerful, as I said. And they're resisting calls to return to the classroom. At least over half of the nation's kids won't have teachers because they don't want to go back. Right? They want to make sure everybody gets a vaccine, all the teachers anyway. What about the teachers who don't want to have one? What about the parents that don't want to send their kids? Look, I don't see a problem with it, but I don't think we should dictate to parents what they do. Other than making sure your child is educated. I think we should mandate that kids are educated. How they're educated, though, is a little different. When asked about the issue on Monday, Biden seemed to back up the union, saying, hey, look, onus was on districts and governments to make the classroom safer. Now, according to insiders, Biden's message to the teachers should have been more straightforward and emphatic. But it wasn't. You don't have to be a parent to understand that, you know, what's going on and how bad remote learning is. And they shouldn't call it remote learning because, look, let's call it what it is. It's homeschooling, right? I mean, California, we've been doing this for years. But it's homeschooling. And you know what? I don't agree with one of the article's writers that says, you know, it's just a disaster. It'll never work. No, it's not. It's not true. You have private schools, and you have charter schools, which are technically public schools. You have charter schools that, according to recent articles, are thriving in this. And it's not because of regulations, and it's not because they're cheating. It's because they have always worked on a remote or distant learning, kids, you know, who maybe can't come to school every day. So they've already made arrangements. They've already worked it out. You know, the government, when we talk about how bad the government is at doing things, this government, our government, should have been working at this for decades now and learning that things have had a change. When you talk about electronics and tablets and computers and what have you, there's no reason to build $300 million schools, $400 million. Really isn't. Because a lot of these kids can learn from home. A lot of these kids who don't want the drama of high school or maybe even have little, what we used to call cliques, little groups. See, I'm not the expert. I don't know how you do this, but I can tell you that if your mindset is the only way to train a child, the only way to teach a child is to send him into a government building every day with four walls to sit still for, what, an hour, 55 minutes, whatever it is, right, six times a day in their classes, it's asinine. It doesn't work anymore, not like it used to. So they need to start looking at other options, other way to teach these kids. And again, I mean it. It shouldn't be that tough. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me know what you think, what you don't think. Erica L. Green in the New York Times wrote a stunning piece. She said 18 students at Clark County, Nevada committed suicide between March and December. And it's funny because I've talked to some educators who actually think that there is no connection between the rise in suicide, the rise in suicidal thoughts, the rise in depression has nothing to do with COVID, that it's been on the rise for a decade now anyhow, but not like it is now. Adolescence, as they call it, is hard enough under normal circumstances, navigating it alone, caught up in the currents of social media, right? And all this stuff that's going on around them, confused about whether they're going. Look, my granddaughter asked me, which I thought was kind of funny. She says, how long is this COVID thing going to go on? And she's only 8 years old. And I said, why, are you afraid? She goes, I'm not afraid. I hate the masks. And the mouth of the little ones, right? Hey, I said, we all hate the mask, honey. It'll stop soon. In a recent Post piece, I can't pronounce this woman's name. We'll just say Lavanya is her first name. A pediatrician. She runs a clinic serving minority families in Maryland's Montgomery County. She noted the disproportionate impact on online learning of her patients who don't have the same access to private tutors and high-end technology that some of the richer parents have. African-American, Latino children from low-income families in the county are failing classes at 5 to 6 times the rate they did a year earlier. Now, you know, I kind of take exception at this, because in our district, we have them all. In the area that I live in, we have Hispanic, Black, Asian, White. Now, do the Latino and the Black kids, because of the areas that they live in, they may have a harder time getting online or what have you? Maybe. I don't know. But I do know in my district and others, they go out of their way to make sure or try to make sure that these kids have the tools that they need, the resources they need to get in. What you have to do is it's a cultural thing. That's part of it. Somebody has to reach out to these families and explain to them how it goes down, that they have help, and there's people in the world to go out there and take care of things with them. But they're not known for reaching out, especially for some odd reason, especially the Hispanic families in our area. I don't know about others. They're very reluctant to speak out. Look, Supreme Court's already said we have to educate the kids, even the kids that are here illegally. So if you're going to be here, if I have to educate you, then we should be beating our brains out to educate them, and maybe they can get out of the situation they're in. Maybe as they grow older, they'll want to become citizens, they'll make it happen, and they'll become productive citizens in society. I'm not one of those guys that figures, okay, it's all bad, it's all done, you got to flush it down the toilet. I get the fact that some kids don't know that they're here illegally until they go for their driver's license. It's a true story. Anyway, Joe Bacino, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are some messed up white people. We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Seriously, I do so much appreciate the time that you're with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really, if you think about it. I'm going to get back. I got so many stories I need to get through in the last few minutes here. We were talking about how teachers, if you want to be the gem of the community, and we consider you vital public servants, many of us do, I'm not going to paint all teachers with that brush where they don't want to go back and they're all in it for themselves. I know a lot of teachers that are beating their brains out. And some of them, frankly, if they could, they would do it for free. That's how much they love their kids. So, one person, if I were a teacher, I'd be worried too. None of us can seriously tell our educators that they wouldn't be taking a risk by returning to school. You need to look at the numbers. You need to really look at how the virus is transmitted, how many kids have actually given it to teachers. I mean, if we use some of these numbers that they're talking about, real numbers, not the fake ones they're sending you. My God, you wouldn't be able to send any kid to school because of the seasonal flu. and other things that crop up. Anyway, you know, again, the reality here, you see stores, supermarkets. I mean, think of all the places where a lot of people are in and out, go buy you a lot. And these people are in there working. And if you want to be the gem of the community, you have got to find a way to help these kids. Zoom ain't it for all of them. And there's plenty of teachers that do want to go back in the classroom. There really is. All right, more hypocrisy. Some of you heard about this. And it's no longer shocking. If it's shocking to you, then I don't know. Maybe you've been sleeping at the wheel all this time. Portland mayor who banned cops from using tear gas pepper sprays a man that was harassing him for not wearing a mask. You see that? You hear that? You see how that whole thing works? They do whatever they want to. Whatever they do is righteous and real and okay and makes sense to them anyway. In September, Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler decided that his officers, despite the fact that they had been dealing with nearly 4 months of nightly violent riots in his city, because, you know, because of Democrat rule, we'll just put it bluntly, he's going to, instead of giving them tools to work with to squelch the violence, he took away tear gas. So they couldn't use, so what do you do now? You can't hit them with a stick. You can't hit them with your shield. I mean, my God, maybe some of these should do a ride-along. Maybe some of these elected officials should be forced to be out there with them. But these rules don't apply. Again, as usual, like with Pelosi and Schumer and Newsom and the rest of them, these rules don't apply to them. According to the New York Post at the time, Wheeler, who had also been gassed during one of those protests, we need to do something different in order to put a stop to the nightly anarchy taking place in our city. But apparently he doesn't follow his own rules. Paper, Law Enforcement Today received a copy of a report from Portland Police Bureau dated January 24th, in which the officers of the Bureau responded to a Hillsdale Brew Pub in the city about 9 o'clock at night. Officers responded to the restaurant, a complaint from a senior policy advisor of public safety for Wheeler. He notified the Bureau that Wheeler had been involved in an incident. Wheeler had used pepper spray against an unknown person. God bless. So Wheeler banned his office from using gas for defense purposes against violent rioters, yet he pepper sprays somebody for yelling at him for not having a mask on. This is the double standard I tell you about on a regular basis. The rules don't apply to them. They never will. Unless you do something about it. And again, like I said, never will they apply to these people. Because they believe that they should be able to do whatever they want to do. According to Wheeler, he was leaving the Hillsdale pub. He was confronted by a middle-aged male who was taking video of Wheeler with a cell phone. Ooh, terrible. The male suggested that he'd been photographing Wheeler while he was inside the restaurant. The male accused Wheeler of not wearing a mask. Well, it's not an accusation when you have proof, is it? Wheeler said he was in a tented area of a restaurant sitting at a table, and he was complying with the current COVID regulations where people could take their masks off for the purpose of eating and drinking. Subject then accused Wheeler of other matters, to which Wheeler told him he did not understand the rules and should probably have a better understanding if he was going to confront people about it, which is something I tell you all the time. I don't know if Wheeler's right or wrong. Man followed him to his car, still shooting the video. Wheeler said the man came closer while he was getting ready to get in the car, so Wheeler maced him. Now, he didn't hit the guy. The guy didn't hit him. The guy wasn't pushing on him. Right? I mean, seriously. So why did it warrant him pepper spraying this fella when police officers who are truly trying to take down violent people are not allowed to do the same? Come on, think about that. 855, love to hear what you have to say. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. AOC says the GOP caucus is made up of white supremacist sympathizers. And she wants them removed. You know, because she is the dictator in Al-Mashif. AOC, she scorched her Republican colleagues on Capitol Hill. She accused them of sympathizing with white supremacists and alleging that the House Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, is beholden to QAnon. During the appearance on MSNBC, the Democrat squad member, why do they have her on? Why do they give her any time? Well, I guess she's about the level of what MSNBC is at. She was asked about the nature of the GOP caucus that she worked alongside with following the deadly riot on January 6th. All Republicans. You know, it's really, one night we should go through a list of all the violence done by Democrats where people got killed and yet no outcry from Democrat legislators. She began by pointing out a profound difference between the GOP caucus and the current caucus and the one from the previous caucus. She said that difference was it really felt last term that the Republican caucus was one of extreme. They were beholden to Donald Trump. There were some that were true believers, others that simply remained quiet out of cowardice or fear. You see how they do that? They do that with their own side as well. See, if you have a principle, if you stand on your principle that is against theirs, then the reason you're quiet, you're not calling your leaders out, is because you're fearful. So for that reason, they really are legitimate white supremacist sympathizers. And if you see someone like the House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy respond to White House supremacist vitriol coming from his own members, he doesn't censure any of them. I mean, she's telling him what to do. She has been there, what, two terms? And you people in New York, you deserve her. I'm serious. If you don't get, you just deserve her. She called out McCarthy's inaction on freshman Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has been under fire for spreading QAnon conspiracy theories. Yeah, this is the same woman that doesn't know anything about any kind of foreign issues, but yet was talking about it like it was real stuff. The progressive Democrat insisted that pulling Greene aside for a conversation indicated that he would do so isn't enough. She needs to be removed. Well, who are these people? I mean, really, this should be, their attitude is they know what's best for you. They know who needs to go and who needs to stay. Right? The progressive Democrat insisted that pulling Greene aside for a conversation McCarthy indicated that he would do isn't enough. Should she be flogged? Right? I mean, what do you want, 39 lashes? I mean, seriously. You know, all right. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a place that, yeah, I know, I'm getting to that point where I want to really go off on these people. The reality is that they're the reason this country's in the shape it's in, not us. And I mean that sincerely. All right, I wouldn't have said that even 5 years ago. But we're coming up on, I don't know what it is, a dozen, 13, 14 years of doing a show. And I've changed my attitude totally. You have people like, she has a mental condition. There's no way around it. When you are that, you're that sure that your stuff doesn't stink, and your ideas are right, and you have a right to pick and choose who gets to stay and who gets to go. And you guys voted her in. You allowed that communist to get in there. Right? It just never stops. And the niceties are gone. Don't blame us for them, but the reality is because of them. So, to your host, you've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for supporting me. Remember, go over to the website, realside.com/help Joe. Therealside.com/help Joe. Have a great rest of the day.